Blog Talk Radio.
Put your hands to the...
We are on the air, broadcasting live. You heard me live from the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. That's right. We're broadcasting from the birthplace of gospel music. And as always, it's your boy, your host, the one, the only, Dr. Dana L. King, in the studio with you today. I am excited to be here. I'm a little tired, but I'm here. I made it. We are here, man. We got a great show for you today. Five ways. Y'all ready for this? Five ways to lead for increased spiritual impact. That's the topic of our conversation for tonight. Why do I sound extra?
Turn it down.
Extra loud right now. Like something is giving me the extra sound. Extra sound in the world. Let me figure that out. Holy Ghost. Ooh, Lord. Like what is going on? Okay, that might be it right there. Because this, I feel like somebody been over here tampering. I wonder if they here bothering my stuff. Okay, that's better. That's better. All right. Now, Jesus. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Hey, y'all. So, yeah, we are. But look, I'm excited to be here, man. We got a great, great show for you again. Five ways to lead for increased spiritual impact in 2022. We got one more show. I think we have one more show. I'm going to try to pull off New Year's Eve. How you feel? We'll talk about New Year's Eve. Because this could be the last show for 2021. But man, I'm excited again just to be in the house with y'all on tonight. Again, we got a great show. We're going to talk about that subject again. Five ways to lead for increased spiritual impact in 2022. We're going to talk about that. So much other stuff. And man, we had a great, great day today. I can't post any. Pictures, but I can talk about it. So man, but we had a great, great show, for you today. So much other stuff. But man, good time. Look, let me give you the rundown on how you can be a part of today's show. If it is your first time listening, first time watching, first time viewing, first time ever hearing about us, let me give you the rundown on how you can be a part of today's show. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 323-870-4375. That is the call-in number. 323-870-4375 is your call-in number. One more time for the Holy Ghost. 323-870-4375 is your call-in number. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code. I'm sorry, if you're already listening on the line, simply dial area code 323. I'm jumping around. 870-4375 is the call-in number. 323-870-4375 is your call-in number. Just push 1. That'll get you to my producer, the best producer in the land, the one, the only, LaTanya Michelle King, taking all of your calls, chats, emails, letters, complaints, compliments, bookings, fats. You just call that number, that'll get you to her. She'll get you over to me and you'll be live on the air with your boy. If you want to email the show, you can email the show. It's the TTLO show at TTLOmedia.net. That's right. If you want to email the show, it's the TTLO show at TTLOmedia.net. if you want to follow us on social media, you can do that as well. You can follow us on social media. That's right. You can tweet the show. Follow us on Twitter. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. That's right. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. That's two T's, one L, one O. TTLO Radio is where you can find us there. If you want to follow us on Instagram, you can do that as well. Follow us on the gram at TTLO Radio. That's right. Follow us on the gram at TTLO Radio. Two T's, one L, one O. TTLO Radio is where you can find us on the gram. If you want to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/TTLO Radio, facebook.com/TTLO Radio is where you can find us on the gram. If you want to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/TTLO Radio, facebook.com/TTLO Radio is where you can find us on Facebook. And then the live streams are up and running. The live streams are up and running right now. You can find us on your live stream on Facebook, facebook.com/TTLO Radio, facebook.com/TTLO Radio is where you can find us there. YouTube. I almost don't lose it. YouTube is where you can find us now. You can find us live right now. Thank you to our YouTube watchers right now. Those of you watching on YouTube, thank you, thank you, thank you for watching. We appreciate you. We appreciate you. We appreciate you for watching on YouTube. We thank you, those of you watching on all of our streams. I invited Dan. Somebody's last name is Reeland. I'm going to say Ryland, though. I feel like it's Ryland, but it's R-E-I. It could be Reeland because it's R-E-I. But he's the writer for tonight's article. I did invite him to the podcast tonight, to the live radio show tonight. So hopefully he is able to chime in. He can definitely do that. He can definitely do that. But look, you can find us on iHeartRadio. You can find us on anywhere you can download a podcast. But we are on the iHeartRadio network, which means you can find the TTLO show. Just look, do a simple search, rather, for the TTLO Media Group. Do a simple search for the TTLO Media Group on the iHeartRadio network, and not only will you find the TTLO radio show, that's right, not only will you find the TTLO radio show, but you'll also find, guess what, we have another show, Healthy Soul Talk. Healthy Soul Talk with Dr. Kimberly Thomas. That's right, every Thursday, Healthy Soul Talk with Dr. Kimberly Thomas. Real talk, real issues, real solutions, every Thursday at 5:30 p.m. You can find Healthy Soul Talk with Dr. Kimberly Thomas. Always, always a great, great show. Looking forward to her last show of 2021 coming up this Thursday. But don't forget, you can find my brother. I'm praying for my brother, too. He's a little under the weather, so he's probably not going to be doing. He may do Kitchen Chronicles tomorrow, but you can catch Kitchen Chronicles every Tuesday. Every Tuesday, somewhere around 7:15, 7:30. And that's the thing, somewhere around 7:15, 7:30. You can catch Kitchen Chronicles with my brother, the good pastor from the Faith Works and Vision Church, Harold D. Washington. You can find him there. But then, look, how do we start off the week? How do we start the week? Look, we just had the last Sunday of the year. So you can start the week off. Start your 2022 off right with none other than the birthplace of gospel music. That's right. Start off your 2022 right with the birthplace of gospel music right here on the TTLO Media Group. Join past senior pastor Daryl N. Person and the Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church family at 11 o'clock every Sunday morning. The live simulcast and broadcast all right here on the TTLO Media Group Network, as well as Blog Talk Radio. Again, every Sunday morning, we do that right here. But look, it does not, the praise does not end there, because at between right around 12:30, 12:45, my brother, the good pastor from the Faith Works and Vision Church, will be back on there having the praise party over there on the Wild, Wild West Side. You can catch Pastor Harold D. Washington and the Faith Works and Vision family every Sunday right around 12:30, 12:45. Yeah, that's him right there. Right around 12:30, 12:45, you can catch him and the Faith Works and Vision family. Amen, amen, and amen. Spotify, iTunes, anywhere you can download the podcast, you can find us there. All right, y'all. Man, so much stuff. Let me start here. I remember seeing this guy. I never met him in person. Let me clear that up. But I remember seeing this guy's postings quite around so much when I was younger. He was always helping out the poor. He was always attending to those in need. He was always in some. I used to see him all the time in third world countries, just doing what he, doing what he does. And I'm referring to Bishop Desmond Tutu. He passed away. Was it yesterday?
Yes.
It's funny how, man, how quick they take stuff off of. Oh, there it is, right there. Bishop Desmond Tutu was the anti-apartheid leader and voice of justice. He was died at the of 90, the age of 90. I'm reading this from the CNN website. It says Archbishop Desmond Tutu, the Nobel Peace Prize-winning Anglican cleric, whose good humor, inspiring message, and conscientious work for civil and human rights made him a revered leader during the struggle to end apartheid in his native South Africa, has died. He was 90 years old. In a statement confirming his death on Sunday, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa expressed his condolences to Tutu's family and friends, calling him a patriot without equal, a man of extraordinary intellect, integrity, and invincibility against the forces of apartheid. He was also tender and vulnerable in his compassion for those who had suffered oppression, injustice, and violence under apartheid, and oppressed and downtrodden people around the world, Ramaphosa said. Tutu had been ill, had been in ill health for years. In 2013, he underwent tests for a persistent infection. He was admitted to the hospital several times in the following years. Look at this, you all. For six decades, Tutu, known affectionately as Arch, was one of the primary voices in the exhorting the South African government to end apartheid, the country's official policy of racial segregation. After apartheid ended in the early 90s and the long imprisoned Nelson Mandela became president of the country, Tutu was named chair of the South African Truth and Reconciliation Commission. The Nelson Mandela Foundation called Tutu's loss immeasurable. He was larger than life, and for so many in South Africa and around the world, his life has been a blessing. The foundation said in a statement, his contributions to struggles against injustice locally and globally are matched only by depth of his thinking about the making of liberatory futures for human society. So we definitely want to send the condolences to his family, to all of those in South Africa. Former President Obama said this: Archbishop Tutu was grounded in the struggle for liberation and justice in his own country, but also concerned with injustices everywhere. He never lost his impish sense of humor and willingness to find humanity in his adversaries. Wow. So, man, that is I didn't know much about Desmond Tutu, except for I always saw him. He always had his collar on, always saw him working, always saw him in the midst of trying to help his people. These YouTube people always got some interesting stuff. Do me a favor, y'all, check in real quick. If you're watching live right now, let me know what city or state you are watching from. Check in the chat. Just check in real quick in the chat. Let me know what city or state you are watching from live right now. We just want to know who's in the house. Who's in the house with us tonight, who is live with us. So go ahead and check in real quick. And it is. Let me tell you how to check in. It is the Monday. It's the church check-in, y'all. It is the church check-in. Y'all know how we do. We call it the four-piece check-in. It's the four-piece check-in. What is the four-piece check-in? I'm glad you asked. We want to know, what church did you go to yesterday, whether virtual or in person? What church did you go to? Who preached? What was the scripture and what was the sermon title? That's what we want to know, the four-piece check-in. What church did you go to, virtually or in person? Who preached? What was the sermon title? And what was the scripture that was preached yesterday? That's what we want to know, the four-piece check-in. So let me know where you worshiped, who preached, Sermon title. Sermon title. Scripture. That's what we want to know. That's the four piece church check-in. So I'm waiting on y'all. I'm waiting on y'all. But yeah, that was the deal. Tanya, you said it was something else we talked about. I know we talked about Tutu already. I thought there was something else. What did I forget? I possibly forgot.
When it's red, do I need to change batteries?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Okay. And the batteries are not, they're probably still outside. I don't think I brought them back in here. Oh, they're right there in front of you.
Okay.
Yeah, right there in front of you. But yeah, I was something else. Did you remember what else it was? Like your battery still got life?
CDC guidelines.
Oh, so hey, y'all, okay. Thank you. So y'all know the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, them people, the ones that keep telling us when we can and can't do stuff. So the CDC released some new guidelines on tonight. And we was trying to figure out how they just keep playing around with the guidelines. And I want to pull up the, I want to pull it up real quick. I don't see it on here now. I saw it earlier. But they were talking about this whole thing with COVID. Now you don't have to quarantine for as long. Let me find it real quick. Here we go. They're saying you don't have to. Here we go. So here it is. This is from AP News. AP News says U.S. officials recommend shorter COVID isolation and quarantine. Let me read this from the Associated Press. It says U.S. health officials on Monday cut the isolation restriction for Americans. Notice it says Americans. For Americans who catch the coronavirus from 10 days to 5 days, and similarly shorten the time that close contact needs to quarantine. The CDC and prevention officials said the guidance is in keeping with growing evidence that people with coronavirus are more infectious in 2 days before and 3 days after symptoms develop. The decision was also driven by the recent surge in COVID-19 cases propelled by the Omicron? How come I can't pronounce this? Omicron. Huh? Omicron, right? I'll learn how to talk one day. Variant. Early research suggests Omicron may cause milder illnesses than earlier versions of the coronavirus, but the sheer number of people becoming infected and therefore having to isolate or quarantine threatens to crush the ability of hospitals, airlines, and other businesses to stay open, experts say. So let me get down to this. Not all cases are going to be severe. It says in many many are going to be asymptomatic. Last week, the agency loosened rules and previously called on healthcare workers to stay out of the work for 10 days if they tested positive. But the new recommendation says workers can go back to work after 7 days if they test negative and don't have symptoms. It also states, hold on, let me. Oh, yeah, I don't know. Somebody turned up a lot of stuff. Okay, you good now. And the agency said isolation time could be cut to 5 days or even fewer if there are severe staffing shortages. Now the CDC has changed the isolation and quarantine guidance for the general public to even be less stringent. The change is aimed at people who are not experiencing symptoms. People with symptoms during isolation or who develop symptoms during quarantine are encouraged to stay home. The isolation rules are for people who are infected. They are the same for people who are unvaccinated, partly vaccinated, or fully vaccinated or boosted. They say the clock starts the day you test positive. An infected person should go into isolation for 5 days instead of the previously recommended 10. And at the end of 5 days, if you have no symptoms, you can return to normal activities but must wear a mask everywhere, even at home and around others, for at least 5 more days. If you still have symptoms after isolating for 5 days, stay home. Well, okay, all right. The quarantine rules are for people who are in close contact with infected persons but not infected themselves. For quarantine, the clock starts the day someone is alerted they may have been exposed to the virus. Previously, CDC said that people who are not fully vaccinated and who came in contact with an infected person should stay home for at least 10 days. Now the agency is saying only people who got booster shots can skip the quarantine if they wear a mask in all settings for at least 10 days. I'm so confused. Huh? What'd you say?
Sound like the worst math word,
man,
in history.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm just gone. Yeah. Just tell me, let me know who got it.
You got some people.
And let me figure out where I'm gonna go after that. Church check in? Who checked in? Carrie Willis. Good morning. Good evening. Let me speak to the people. KC, I don't know who you are. Carrie Willis, Indiana, thank you. Michelle Ward said, amen. Shantae, what's up? What's going on? Carrie Willis says she was at Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church in Chicago. She said some preacher from Alabama. What was the man's name, Lord?
Rodney Franklin.
Rodney.
I read it just like she typed it. I mean, that's,
you know, I am ankle man.
That's why I was like, yay, we got church chicken.
Some preacher from Alabama, she said, by way of Chicago, they wanted Harold's chicken sermon. Who is the baby? Who is this baby? Was that the sermon? Who is this baby? You didn't put it up on the thing?
I didn't have any.
Oh,
all
okay.
I had was a picture.
She said, who is this?
I didn't have a sermon title for real. I didn't have scripture or nothing.
Oh, Lord. Oh, God. Who is this baby? Scripture said, I don't remember. I'm going to do better next time. I'm so done. Oh, God. Oh, my God. That just made my whole night already. Oh, God. She said, yeah, that's the right sermon. Pat says, yeah, that's the right sermon title. Oh, okay. I missed. Where was I at?
In here, getting ready.
Oh, yeah, I was trying to get ready for tomorrow.
Which is today.
Today. Yeah, I was trying to get ready for the next day. So, yeah, I missed all of that. I came back out there towards the end. But, yeah, I missed all of that. Today is Missional Monday, not Margarita Monday. I wish it would. It need to be Margarita Monday. You know, we could do Margarita Monday and then Taco Tuesday, Tanya. We could just change the game.
I'm down. I'm down.
Here's the thing, though. Y'all ain't getting no pictures for Margarita Mondays. We can't help y'all on that part. We can't. No, we can't help with Margarita Monday.
I don't understand.
You don't understand?
Why, like, why not?
They don't need to see no, yeah. We good on that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's us.
Okay. Oh, can we at least show them one picture?
Of what?
When you muddle my Margarita
Monday. You want me to make, you want to do Margarita Monday while I'm making them?
Yeah. Well,
that's a different conversation. We'll come back to that. Right. Deontay says she was at the World Impact Ministries, Psalm 23:5, pull up a chair.
She was the preacher.
Oh, and she preached. Okay, World Impact Ministries. God bless the Lord.
I'm going to read from 23:5.
Prophecy, let me get Psalm 23:5. What does it say? Read. Thou preparest a table before mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Right, they'll prepare a table for me, meaning have a seat. Uh-huh, sat down. I like that. I like that, Shantae. I like that. Pull up a chair. Yeah. Let me sit down at the table. Come on in where the table is spread and the feast of the Lord is going on. Come on now. Come on. That's good. I like that. That's a good one. That's a good one. I don't even remember the man. Oh, I do remember his scripture. It was Luke. Hold on. Luke 4. 42 through the end.
Yeah.
42 through the end. I do remember that much. And that's the whole thing about, you know, she was pregnant and had, you know, she was knocked up. Knocked up. Oh, that's a different song.
That's locked up.
Okay, same thing. It's I'm delirious right now because I'm tired, y'all. I'm tired. Anybody else? Come on, one more church check in. We need one more. It's 11 of y'all on here. 11. Somebody else can do a church check in. Tony, put up there one more time. Can y'all do the church check in real quick? You might be and maybe you listening on the line. You're not watching us, so you don't know what we're talking about.
What church did you go to?
Yeah, what church did you go to?
Who preached?
Oh, you know what I have to do? I'm gonna record
say,
something.
You know what? Say it like TP.
This is why I don't have no friends, because see, you be egging me on. Okay, hold on. We want to do the church check-in, and we want to know what church that you went to on yesterday. What church you go to? Who preached the sermon? what was the sermon title and what was the script? That's what we want to know. And we want to know if you washed in the blood of Jesus, if you've been hit by a car or shot or stabbed.
See, you went too far. I just wanted
That's
to,
what the man said.
I just wanted you to
See, you, can, you know
put
I can't
voice
go,
on there.
What do you ever know me go halfway? You know, I just can't do it. I just can't do it. Watch out now. I just can't do it. I just can't do it.
I TTL after dark.
TTL after dark. Is that the same thing as 50-11? Yeah, 50-11, 11-teen, all the same. It's all the same kind of math, Shante. Mm-hmm. It's all the same kind of math. Yeah, that's going to be in my school. I'm going to open up. I'll teach you about 50-11, 11-teen. I bet they can tell time, though, if I, you know. But anyway, I am hungry. Y'all pray for me. I ate that little sandwich. I almost want to take a bite of one out of one of them old vegan sandwiches, but my feelings going to be hurt. Be mad. Y'all going to see me spit out on TV. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay. So, yeah, we talked about that. All right, so let me tell y'all today, we had a good time today. I cannot share.
No, you could do Sunday.
What was Sunday?
Went to the concert.
Oh, man. Yeah. So, I can. Oh, yeah. Now, that one I can show from last night. Yeah, that I can show. Hold, please. That's my call. Wait. Where is that? Yeah. So last night, y'all, and y'all saw this on my page, I'm sure. We were, oh, that's the short video. Oh, and it's the long video down here. So we were at the concert last night with, what was the name of the concert? Help me out.
Joyful Holiday Experience.
Okay, yeah, Joyful Holiday Experience. Why did I say 11 minutes ago we was live? You had to restart something?
No, I didn't do anything.
Oh, okay. No, we good. So yeah, what's the name of it again?
Joyful Holiday Experience.
Joyful Holiday Experience was the name of the concert. So we were at the concert last night. Let me say this. It was outstanding. Outstanding concert. The venue was at the House of Hope, the good pastor, Reverend James T. Meeks' house over there. We had a great time at the concert. Charles Jenkins kicked it off. Y'all know him, the former pastor of the Ship of Fellowship Missionary Baptist Church. He kicked it off last night. And then we went from him to Leandria Johnson. She, look here. I know that Leandria, I'm only going to talk about the positive because this ain't that kind of show. You know, unless, you know, yeah. Yeah, they ain't that kind of show. She was absolutely amazing. It's something about, and I know she is going through her own personal struggles, but she was absolutely amazing. And I mean this from the bottom of my heart. She did a thing last night, and that thing blessed me. That girl can just flat out sing. I mean that, y'all. She can just flat out sing. And when I tell you, and I'm serious, she can just sing. It amazes me. It amazes me, and this is what I'll talk about. How gifted she is, even in the midst of struggle. The fact that anointing that is on her is absolutely amazing, and she just pulls it like it's there. And the fact that she was just, you know, and like I said, in the midst of her struggling, that she was still able to glorify God and edify the people. Glorify God and edify the people. Ty Tribbett said it like this in one of his songs. He said that he was playing. I think the song is called "Sinking." I think the song is called "Sinking." Yeah, and he talked about singing and sinking and preaching and sinking. And it was, I mean, just, yeah. I don't know, man. I just thought it was, I appreciated it. Her, I appreciate her gift. And despite what she might be going through or she might be struggling with, I appreciate the gift that that woman has. She sung her. I was enjoying the worship. So y'all know normally I'm the king of going live and getting y'all some video, but that's a lot to do. You know, and I and people, because you know what? You find yourself trying to make sure your video good, and then you miss out on the opportunity to worship. And I don't have time for that. You know, it'd be good. We're going to start trying to take a tagging along a kid or something to hold the camera.
Kid that was next to us, he was shouting.
Right. The little boy that was sitting next to us, he was trying to record, and his camera was down by his knee because he was going in. And then I'm going to tell y'all the thing that blessed my heart, though. There was a little fella who was one row up from us, and he had Down syndrome. Well, can I tell y'all that that little boy was picking him up and putting him down? Huh? Let me tell y'all something. If he didn't get happy and got his dance on, and I mean he was getting it. he was putting them down, y'all, last night. Down, boy, look here. I was appreciating the flow from them two young boys. They was getting it in last night at the House of Hope. What's the name of the thing again?
Joyful Holiday Experience.
Thank you for the, yes, that's too many words. The Joyful Holiday Experience.
It's three words.
I don't know if I like the title. Joyful Holiday Experience. It sounds.
Blah.
Thank you. But
blah,
all right.
Blah,
you know.
Blah.
But Charles Jenkins kicked it off. Leandra came out there, did her thing. Then, did Marvin Sapp follow?
Yeah.
Leandra?
Yeah.
Wow.
Felt like it. Yeah.
Yeah. So interesting moment, though, I will talk about. Interesting moment. And I really wish I had tape on it. One of the songs that Leandra sung last night, you know, Leandra redid Marvin Sapp's Never Would Have Made It. And she did it because... I believe she sung it it was like an award ceremony or something, either for him, and I believe she also sung at somebody's funeral.
I don't think she has that many songs in her repertoire.
She got a whole album, though.
But
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
And I'm glad you said that. Let me look and see what her top popular songs are. Yeah, she got Better Days, Hold On, Bigger Than Me. She has some songs, but she has a lot of songs that she did for other people. Endow Me, there's a lot of other people's songs.
Right.
Yeah, so that's true. She doesn't have a large
catalog.
She does have a large catalog. She has three albums. She has The Experience. That's what she won Sunday Best. Then her album, Bigger Than Me, and then Better Days. And then she has the song that's on Donald Lawrence's CD,
right?
Deliver Me.
Right.
So she did Never Would Have Made It last night, y'all. Now, y'all did hear me say Marvin Sapp was on the ticket. So she did a little bit of this right here. Let me fast forward a little bit. So she did that last night, let me be 100% clear with y'all. She sang the song now. It it became a testimony for her. But the situation was weird because the artist who sings the song. Why is my phone ringing right now? This better not be Mr. Banger. This better not be my sound guy. I bet this is my sound guy. Y'all know I'm right. My sound guy's calling me right now while I'm on the air. Let me hang up on him right now. Really. But she did his song, and he was there, and she didn't do like a 2-minute version of the song. So if you have the copy of this song on her, if you ever pull this song up, it is literally just a single from a BMI broadcast. There is no album for this song or anything like that. It is strictly just from the BMI broadcast where she did this, I believe it was like a tribute to him. Yeah, it was the Trailblazers Awards performance. That's what it was, the BMI Trailblazers Awards performance where she sung this song for him. She was doing the dedication to him as a trailblazer. It got recorded. They recorded it live. It was BMI, of course. They recorded it live, and it was like, wow. But the thing is, the artist who sings the song is there. This was a song that was on his set list. This was a song that was on his set list. Pause your thought. Remember what I just said. This is a song that was on his set list. All right, pause. Rewind back to 2019. We had a Christmas concert here at Ebenezer featuring Darius Brooks and the Tommy's Reunion Choir. So we had some different people here. We had different artists. Lanasia was here. We had the Global Girls came and did a dance. They did a dance, right? Or was it a play?
Oh,
a skit. It was a dance. And then we had a praise dancer. The praise dancer is a huge Darius Brooks fan. He wanted to dance off of Your Will. Y'all know the song Your Will is What's Best for Me. But Darius Brooks was in the house. So he said, I want to do the song, but I don't know if I said, hold on, let's find out. Now, because it was a Tommy's concert, and not a Darius Brooks concert, it was okay that he danced to Your Will. Darius actually came out from his room, chilled out, hung out, watched the performance. He enjoyed it, right? It was fine. But we made sure that the artist whose song it was okay with it. Okay. Now, fast forward back to last night. Apparently that didn't happen, y'all. I'm not telling you what I heard. I'm telling you what I know. That didn't happen. She sang the song. And then Marvin Sapp came out, did his whole set. And that was the song that he closed out on. Y'all get the problem? Same song sung twice. You ever been to a choir concert and you as a choir, y'all come out, And another choir sing y'all song before y'all do. It was kind of like an episode of Bring It. Remember Bring It, the movie?
You watched Bring It?
I remember Bring It. Yeah, I liked Gabrielle Union back in the day.
Oh, okay.
For a hot moment.
Okay. You see nothing all like that?
She was just a fleeting little something. It wasn't. It didn't mean nothing.
Oh, it's fleeting.
It was fleeting. So, yeah, that happened last night. But then fast forward, Marvin Sapp came out. I laughed because Marvin said he was carrying that extra little COVID on him.
And it showed. It showed.
Oh, God.
All the extra.
Oh, God. We all got a little bit on it. But he sang. The brother can just try flat out. Marvin can just flat out sing. No questions, ifs, ands, buts about it. He could just flat out sing. So Marvin sang. The Clark sisters came out. Twinkie, Jackie, Dorinda, and Karen. I had to think about it.
Right. I'm looking like, who else you about to make up right now?
Karen. Yeah, Twinkie, Jackie, Dorinda, and Karen. And actually, I named them in the order they were standing on the stage.
Yes, you did.
That's pretty good for me that I remember. The Clark sisters, look here, them voices ain't went nowhere. Those them voices on them sisters, and that Karen and that Dorinda, they I love it. Now they had on their best Kojic outfits now.
Sparkly.
Jackie does actually sing, cause I said the same thing, Shante, but she sang last night. We heard her. She sang. She talked and sung. Jackie does. Jackie got a voice. She can sing. But they look here, the Clark sisters tore up some stuff. They could have stayed out there a few more minutes. They were good. But then of course, good old Ricky Dillard and the New G came out and did what they did. And oh my God, y'all know I'm a huge Ricky Dillard fan. I'm going to tell y'all some stuff that happened today. But I'm a huge Ricky Dillard fan. And, I like the whole directing the choir. So he had New G up there. They looked about 45, maybe 50 strong. And they were up there, and they did what they do. Y'all saw a little bit of the performance from my posting last night. But let me – I'm going to give y'all a little bit of it. What's the thing called? Oh, Switcher. Let me open that up, SwitcherCast. But they were, let me know when you can see it, then I'll push play. Where'd it go? Well, this it right here. Now, where did the actual video go? Because I had the whole video up here a minute ago, and now the video is, before you push, you're not sharing this yet, are you? Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Yeah, where did my video go? So I had the whole video. Y'all, I posted it last night. Or was it in my stories? Is that why it's gone? It could be gone because it was in my stories. Oh, wait, view your story. Let me see. Nope, that's the short version. Anyway, so yeah, it was on my page, but for some reason, the video is not on my page anymore. But I'll give y'all this little 26-second clip. That way Facebook won't get mad at me. So how about we do that? You ready? And, oh, nope, that's not it. Why is this stuff not working for me? I'm tired, y'all. All right, here we go. Let me do a restart over here and give you some music, and boom. Yeah, so that's it. What is that for?
no idea.
So yeah, that's not the clip I wanted to show y'all, but my other song disappeared somewhere, so I don't know where it is. But anyway, it was a great time. I promise y'all, it was a great, great time. We really enjoyed it. We had a good time. Let me tell y'all something. So y'all know LMK over here, over there. LMK.
What you about to do? Don't do that.
Right? LMK. Y'all ready? Shante, you ready? Shante, you going to love this. You going to love this, Shante. You ready? Shante, she's going to do that stuff. Shante, you ready? You going to love this. You going to love this. So last night, you know, she got asthma, y'all. Y'all know she got asthma. And so it was a little warm in the place last night. It was a little hot in the room. The heat was in the room. But anyway, so, you know, I was up. Y'all know me. I was up getting my worship on. You know, I was in the praise thing happening over there. And then, so I go, you know, I go to sit down. Hey, Tarina, what's going on? I ain't see you pop in. How you doing? But anyway, so, you know, y'all see me. So I sat down, and I look over to my right. I look over to the left. I look over to the right. And somebody sitting next to me. And they doing one of these, you know, with the rocking and stuff, you know, and then rubbing on the knees. So, you know, I pat on the hand and on the back a little bit because I didn't know what was going on. So, you know, in my spirit, I got happy, y'all. I got happy. Y'all know I got happy because I thought she was shouting. I thought she had finally got the Holy Ghost. I promise you I did, y'all. She was over there just a rocking, and over there, they was bent down, and the tears was flowing. I said, oh, Lord, she done got, Lord, you done finally hit her. I thought she had got the good Holy Ghost, y'all. I promise you I thought she did. I was excited for her. I said, oh, look at the, Lord, she done got saved for real. I thought she
For real.
I thought she had got the Holy Ghost last night, y'all. Because the way she was over, I mean, you know, she had that good Baptist, you know, the rock going, and she was, you know, I'm rubbing, y'all don't see me, but she had the whole rock going. And so I'm just a patting. And so then I said, wait a minute now. So then she has, so then she's looking for some tissue, and she was wiping, and, you know, and then I look, I say, so, and then she, you know, she coughed a little bit, and I said, well, I said, you all right? Is y'all all right? And then she was like, I can't breathe. I said, oh, hell, you ain't got no Holy Ghost. Let me tell y'all what I got. Look,
I
said, oh, hell, she ain't got no Holy Ghost. Ain't no kind of shout or nothing happening over here. I got all excited for nothing. I say, she over here
dying.
I think she over here dying. She ain't doing nothing but dying. She ain't shouting. I felt tricked. Let me tell y'all, I felt.
Call a medic, but don't.
Call nothing. I felt bamboozled. I promise y'all I did. I said, something is happening. Something is happening over here, and it is not what I thought it was. Tarina, I'm trying to tell you something. The girl was, she had the Baptist rock going, and you know how to, you know, the rock, you know, it, you know, she had it going, like, whew, you know how it get good to you, and I saw it, because I, you know, I was in worship, I had sat, you know, I had been standing up on my feet, and I looked over, and I saw her doing the rock, I said, oh, that's just wonderful, I said, all right, Jesus, you done showed up and done touched her. Good God Almighty! I, you know, because you know, you want your other half to get excited for the. You want them to just be touched, you know. And I just, you know, so I'm just a patting, and you know, I'm all, oh, it's gonna be, it's all right. My little usher spirit. My mama was an usher, y'all. My usher spirit came out. You know, I was trying to get her ready. You know, I was hoping they would have hit the music because I thought she was gonna try to get up and cut something. And then all of a sudden, it wasn't the same kind of rock. It had a little shake to it. I said, well, what the? I said, oh, Lord. I said, you, it's going to be all right. And she's going to say, I can't breathe. What you mean you can't breathe?
It's hot in there.
I said, is it your asthma? She said, yeah, I can't breathe. I said, oh, hell. You ain't got no Holy Ghost. I felt some kind of way, y'all. I did. I felt some kind of way.
Blame your spirit of discernment.
My spirit of discernment was way off. I had to have a little, you know, what's that song? Have a little talk with Jesus.
Yes.
I had to have a little talk with Jesus. Now, Jesus, look here. I looked at him. Now, Jesus, you ain't. Jesus said, look here. I ain't tell you I was going over there. Jesus said, what you asking me for? You
have you met her?
Right. Do you know her like I know her? You should have known she wasn't shouting. I just, you know, I was in, what's the song? I was being encouraged. I felt encouraged for a minute. And then I came back
to life.
I came right on back to life. It was over. It was over. So, but that was fun. It was a good time. At the concert last night. It was good. So let me get to the other part of the news. So today, we had the concert last night. I told y'all, Ricky Dillard did their thing. They showed out. But then on today, I had to be back at the church house today, bright and early, crack of dawn. I had to be early at the church house because the same Ricky Dillard, and I was going to call it the New Power Generation, but that was Kirk Franklin. But Ricky Dillard and New G.
New Power Generation was Prince.
Oh, the New Power Generation was Prince.
Uh-huh.
What was Kirk Franklin? Didn't Kirk Franklin have a new something?
I don't know. Definitely no, I don't know.
It wasn't New Power Generation. That was Prince. Because after the family, it was something else. Wasn't it Kirk Franklin in the... I don't know what it was. I believe, look it up. It was, I don't know. Anyway, so today we had Ricky Dillard and New G here at the Ebenezer. They were filming for upcoming TV show. I'm going to leave it at that. They were filming for upcoming TV show in January. So they pre-recorded their stuff on God's property. Oh, I was close.
You was not nowhere near around the corner.
Same initials. NGP, NPG, same stuff.
Okay.
I was on the street, just the wrong block.
We on 45th Street. You was on 45th Place.
Well, you know, I grew up on Wilcox, but some people messed around and tried to go to Walcott. Wrong street. That ain't me. But yeah, so they were here today, y'all, doing a whole, you know, they did their new joint. But man, it was absolutely awesome to get to see that whole process. She said, not even close.
Somebody please tell the man.
Hey, I told y'all I'm tired and I'm hungry.
You just, all you had was a G.
I told y'all I was hungry. So don't do that to me. I was trying to do the, I was close. You know, but not now. Y'all right? Cause now,
you weren't even in the subdivision.
I was. It wasn't Kirk Franklin and the New Power Generation.
You got your secular and your Christian music and Mel.
Hey, wait a minute! Together. I should have known because I am a huge Prince fan. I don't know why I thought about that. That's because we were singing Prince before we came on air, y'all. We was jamming too. But I forgot because they do my joint. They do this joint right here. This.
Yep, that's the charger.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Yeah, no, charging can only, if you put Jesus on it, he all good.
Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. This will be the day you can be saved. You can no longer have it your way. Y'all pray for me.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, if that ain't Kirk Franklin, my bad. All right. Wait, because God, who was God's property. Which one is that? God's property. Stomp. Was that the stomp? Lord. Okay. Oh, God's property did my joint. God's property. Yeah, Lord. Hey, that's God's property. Okay, I'm good now. I'm back on. I'm saved again. Y'all pray for me. I just lost my religion for about 30 seconds. I'm back. I forgot that. Okay.
You going to jail because if I needed a medic, you just going to let me pass away.
I thought you were shouting Jesus. I would hit you in the throat. You'd have been all right. Thanks. Quick little throat chop would have relegated your breathing. You'd have been all right. Oh, Lord. That's my... Hold on. Can I get a little bit more?
I've been rolled into people, to lightning fast.
Oh, Lord. I can't wait till we get a couple of more licenses so I can play some stuff. Because that one right there needs to just get played all the time. That's more than I can bear. I can tell y'all right now, that more than I can bear got some of y'all through 2021. Huh? Oh, Lord. Some of y'all could be, Didn't I preach a sermon one time? I may have to preach that again because it's like he got that good midlife. $1 million.
People are gonna come through and.
Okay, I'm sorry. One million enough, baby. I need at least 10. They need to give me some mega million insurance for you, baby. Mega million.
Okie dokie.
You feel a little bit better about it? No, not
yeah,
really.
Uh-huh.
A little bit better.
Uh-huh.
Okay, all right.
Used in a court of law.
It's the drum beat for nothing that got me. Hey, you know that solo on Diamonds and Pearls though? That drum solo on Diamonds and Pearls? Don't act like y'all know what I'm talking about. That drum solo on Diamonds and Pearls is everything. That drum solo that big brother playing drum. On that good drum solo, he was serious about it. Hold on, let me see something. That drum solo.
Yeah, get to where he started selling. If you saw something off,
woo!
We going off.
I felt that thing. Get down in my, glory to God, huh? Down in my Shondo area, huh? That thing was, woo! Okay.
Hey, Pat. Please bring back some of the sun with you.
Who is that?
Pat Lewis.
Where you feel at?
On one of the pages I'm watching.
I don't see that in the chat. Did I miss it?
No, she's just watching. That's all.
Oh, she ain't said nothing.
Right.
Oh, I thought she had said something. All right, y'all. Ooh, that thing was good. All right. Anyway, look, we're gonna take a quick break. I need something to eat. Like, we don't have no. You don't got no snack in the car or nothing. Like, we ain't got like a M&M or nothing around here. I need something. Nothing.
Would you like me to go upstairs?
Man, I'm for real. I feel like I'm feeling faint.
You're famished.
I'm feeling faint because I'm about to. I can't play the drums. Excuse you, based on my face. I do. I got all the drummer faces. But you... Oh God. Yeah. Anyway, I'm finna bite one of them vegetarian sandwiches over there. That's nasty. But I just need
don't
to.
Do that. And you said it like your favorite friend.
It's nasty.
Okay, I gotta stop.
All right, so when we come back, we're taking a quick break. Don't y'all go nowhere. Hey, do me a favor. Hit the share button. A couple of y'all, you know, help your peoples out. Hit that share button one or two times. Let me know that y'all shared it. And share it to your peoples. Invite your friends to watch because it's going to be good. Like, I promise you, the article is going to be awesome. It's going to be something good for you. It's going to help y'all out. I'm gonna reach back out to Dan. I don't know if Dan is on. Dan probably saying, "Are you really gonna do my article? What kind of show is this?" But that's all right. We're gonna take a quick break. In the meantime, in between time, where is Lanesha? Let me play some Lanesha's
music. I
want to
hear Cornelius Williams.
You want to hear? You want the prophet? Yeah, well, okay, hold on. If I learn how to spell, I'd be all right. I was trying to put Cornelius, and I can tell y'all what I type. Here you go. Oh, God. Lius. Thank you. All right, you're going to give y'all some of this. Look here, y'all. This is, for those of you from the Chicagoland area, the good prophet, the Episcopal vicar, the bishop designate. All them titles. All of them. Prophet Cornelius Williams, his new single that is out, simply called I Ain't Worried. Y'all ready for this? Here we go. Be right back, y'all, in a few minutes. Oh, that ain't it. Why is Cream playing?
Oh, Lord.
Pray for me, Jesus.
Lord.
Be right back, y'all. The band is bad, though. His band is bad. Listen to this, y'all. This band is bad.
What do you know about Jesus? Did he give you everything that you need? Then why do you sit there like it's not nothing? Like he needs you and you don't need him. Think of all the air that you're breathing. You breathe, you breathe. And the very rush of blood through your veins, through your veins. When you lay down last sleep, didn't he raise you up again? Didn't he clothe you and place you in your right mind? Yes, Lord. And allowed you to move into a brand new day. He put food on your table. Yes, he did. And he put shoes on your children's feet. Hey, boy, you never do anything but say nothing with me. Because I shouldn't have to remind you of the things God has done for you. Can you help me say, yeah,
ain't worth
it. He's sitting here.
Ain't worth it.
If you never lift your voice,
never
lift on you, yeah. For the thrill of your choice, I ain't worth it.
You
can't get it. Ain't worth
it.
If you never move your feet,
never move your
feet.
Ain't worth
it. If you never lift your voice,
never lift your
voice, I ain't worth it. For the thrill of your choice.
I ain't worried. Huh? That's I Ain't Worried by the Bishop Episcopal Vicar, the Prophet Cornelius Williams, song simply entitled
Somebody
I Ain't Worried. Huh?
Don't be too cute.
That band is bad. I promise you.
Don't be too proud.
I promise you that band is bad. Again, song is called I Ain't Worried. Now, let me tell y'all, y'all got me in trouble. Y'all got me in trouble. Just that quick. All I did was play that little 30 seconds. And I promise y'all, literally, it was 30 seconds. I played 30 seconds of that Prince song. First of all, I got to appreciate the Warner Brothers people. So they trying to get they trying to get every dollar they can. The man is gone, but I understand y'all got to protect people's property. But them 30 seconds of the Prince video, 30 seconds, I'm going to say it again. Them 30 seconds of the Prince video, them folks that already hit me. Somebody said, hey, buddy, do you have the right to be playing that song? Just that quick, they hit me. I mean, it was with the good quickness, they hit me. So now I'm on here submitting disputes. Because we ain't trying to make no money off you. We weren't trying to make no money off of the estate of the late, great Bishop Prince Rogers Nelson. I elevate people all the time. I like elevating people.
He a whole Jehovah's Witness, and he
could be a bishop.
Okay.
I'm gonna elevate it. I'm gonna elevate him, Bishop Psalmist.
Whole Jehovah.
Psalmist. Was Prince a Jehovah's Witness?
Yes.
Michael Jackson was Jehovah's Witness too. Ain't that something? So you telling me if I switch religions, I'll be able to sing?
No, we didn't tell you that.
Ain't nobody tell you that. Ain't nobody said that.
And that didn't even come out of no fortune cookie. Stop yourself. In the great words of Dana L. King, stop yourself.
So what you're saying is, if I go down there to the temple, to the watch, where they do the watch magazine, the watchtowers, what you're telling me is, if I go over there and do a full conversion, that my singing ain't gonna get no better. Is that what I'm hearing from you? Right now, you telling me that ain't going to happen?
You heard exactly what I said.
Yes, he was that one reason he didn't have a will. Don't fight me. Oh, yeah. Oh, right. He was that one. Yeah, he should have had a will. Yeah, definitely. All right, y'all. So we ain't have no announcements or nothing, do we?
No more announcements.
Okay, no more announcements. Y'all forgive me because this little cheese and almonds and stuff that she brought me, look, they're not giving us no kind of rupees or nothing because we can't be giving no free sponsor stuff away. But these people here who make these little balance thingamajigamas, this company.
Thank you, Pat.
Yeah, they make these things. Yeah, thank you, Pat. They make these things. These things got these little cheese and whatever is blessing my whole spirit. Why is my tooth hurting? This is blessing my whole spirit.
What's hurting?
My shoe.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Not my shoe, but I have food in my mouth.
Uh-huh.
Pray for me. All right. Here we go. I guess I should have chewed that cheese and tried to talk at the same time. That probably wasn't a good idea. Ooh, Lord. All right. So we got this great, great, great article. I made salmon, rice, and string beans, but it ain't here.
Right, I like salmon.
Right. Let me tell y'all something. Tanya loves salmon. Like, love it.
Not that way. Not the LL way.
She loves her some salmon. Touch it, why don't you? She loves some salmon. She don't like string beans, though. No, you say I cook them all the time. But anyway.
I like French cut string beans.
Oh, is that what you like?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Since when do black people like French cut string beans?
I love those. They just look more appealing on the plate.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that about you. I was today years old.
Okay.
I was 51 years and today that I knew you like French cut string beans.
Well, there's always going to be surprises in our...
I just wasn't aware. That's interesting.
Keep learning. Keep coming back. You'll learn more.
I'm looking at you a little different now.
All right. Hope it was with a gleam in your eye.
Let me say it like Charles Jenkins did. Keep the faith.
What does that mean?
She'll come back to whole string beans one day. Serena says she loved him too. Okay, when you come on the show, y'all can talk about y'all love for French cut string beans. Oh, I do need to holler at you, though, about that other show, about the stuff and the abuse and all that. We need to have a conversation offline about that. But here we go. Five good ways to lead for increased spiritual impact in 2022. Y'all ready? Y'all ready? All right, let's go. Oh, the writer says, the new year is just around the corner. And he says, what is your perspective for 2022? Is it hopeful? Is it uncertain? Or is it concerned? The writer says, personally, he says, I'm very hopeful and I'm praying for and anticipate a strong kingdom advancing year. Why? He says, I'm hopeful about 2022 because of how much we all have learned, how much we've grown, the changes we've made, and my faith in God who is for us and with us. Jesus said in Matthew 16 and 18, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not overcome it. That's reason enough for hope. Yeah. He says, it's not likely that 2022 will be easy, but really, when has advancing the kingdom of God ever really been easy? It's just different levels of challenges. And your leadership mindset will play a big role in how well your church makes progress. Let me say this again. Your leadership mindset will play a big role in how well your church makes progress. Let me say this. This article is a church article. It's for church leaders. But if you think about it, it's for leaders, period. It fits leaders, period. So think about it. You can change that right there and says where it says your leadership mindset will play a big role in how well you can substitute the word church for business. You can substitute the word church for vision. Right. It's all about what your leadership mindset is. Right. So the writer goes on to say there'll be unknowns in the road ahead. But consider what we've come through and how God has continued to change lives. The people you lead need to know you have hope in the future. You don't need to have all the answers, but you must be confident enough to point the way and lead the charge. If your hope is in the future, or if your hope in the future is uncertain, take the next few weeks to ask God to help you get there. He holds the future, and it is in you. If you want to boost your perspective for 2022, reflect on your calling, God's purpose and faithfulness, and the joy in seeing life change. Regardless of your thoughts about the coming year, this is a good season for reflection and preparation. For this post, he said, though, let's focus on some of the best ways you can leverage your faith, leadership for life change, spiritual growth, and momentum for your church. So here we go, y'all. Five ways to lead for the best results in 2022. I like how they changed the title in the middle of the thing. But here we go. Number one, did you get these? All right. Number one says, lead with relevance. Lead with relevance. Lead with relevance. The writer says this, relevance does not mean watering down the gospel. Uh-oh. Instead, it's about understanding how to interpret, communicate to, and connect with current culture. Relevance recognizes the issues that bring tension and division and understands more than one viewpoint. Oh, let me say that again. Relevance recognizes the issues that bring tension and division and understand more than one viewpoint. I feel like I need to read it again for somebody in the balcony, but I'm going to keep going. Our church biblical worldview must not be compromised, but it's important to understand how others see the world to connect and lead effectively. It's not easy to lead above division, but it starts with understanding the playing field. And rather than taking sides, demonstrating grace when criticized, peace under pressure, and kindness to those in need. Relevance understands people's fears. Relevance has compassion for the reasons why people are anxious. And relevance recognizes the things people worry about. With that understanding in mind, we take scripture and communicate it in a way that brings truth to minds and hearts that are hungry for peace and a world that doesn't always make sense. Can I just go to that portion, lead with relevance? People, you can't just preach about Moses and the Ten Commandments, Noah in the belly of the whale or the fish. You just can't preach about Paul and his journey and him being blinded on the road to Damascus and the woman with the issue of blood and all those things. They're great reference points. But when you use the word relevance, you have to make those things relevant to the people that you shepherd. Just giving us a rehashed version of the Bible stories, how is that feeding the soul of the people? That's not feeding the soul of the people no more than, watch this, one of the listeners, Tarina Page, just told us that she made salmon, rice, and string beans. Now, me knowing that she made salmon, rice, and string beans, that's good news. But it didn't feed my hunger issues, right? It didn't help me get past Jonah. Did I say Noah? Jonah was in the belly. I might have said Noah. I told you I'm hungry. Jonah. I just thought it was Jonah, not Noah. They both end in But you know, you telling me what you have to eat versus feeding me is two different things. Right? So your messages have to be relevant. You can't just get up and talk about, well, let me tell you what happened with Job, and Job had this, and Job, okay, that's great. How do you tell me the story of Job is going to help me when I go to classroom with 25 little snotty-nosed kids and some adults who have the mindset of children? How are you telling me the story of Job going to help me get through my day? Right? You've got to make that relevant. You've got to make that relevant, right? You got to. Felicia says, send her some. She come on his side. But you got to make it relevant. Lead with relevance. Let's keep going. Number two, because we getting out of here on time. I promise you we are. Number two, lead with empathy. Number two, lead with empathy. Empathy. Lord have mercy. I'm asleep for real. I'm tired and I'm hungry and sleepy. This is going somewhere. Then we stop. Lead with empathy. The writer says this. He says, most leaders currently deal with elevated levels of prolonged stress. Ooh, Lord. Not commonly debilitating, but if it continues long enough, the compounding nature can dull or even numb empathy to human need. That's never a good place to lead from. Empathy is the ability or at least the genuine attempt to understand what someone else is feeling or what it's like to be in their shoes. You may never fully grasp what it means to walk in the steps of another's pain, but that does not prevent you from leading from a place of empathy. You can feel enough to understand and make a connection. Genuine empathy requires enough personal health and strength to engage another person's troubles, the ability to slow down and listen, have some margin, and the disposition to do what you can. It's not easy, right? But that's why genuine empathy can seem uncommon. The writer says, empathy is nearly impossible to extend from a leader who is constantly on the go, dealing with an overcrowded calendar, stressed, and living a pressure-filled life. If that is you, it doesn't mean you don't care. It means there isn't enough margin left to connect through genuine empathy. Lisa says, so what is sympathy? Sympathy is feeling sorry. I'm sorry for your loss. That's sympathy. I'm sorry. Sympathy literally means I'm sorry. I feel sorry for your situation. I feel sorry for you and your thing. I feel sorry for whatever it is you're going through. Empathy is trying to make yourself understand what the other person is going through. Even if you don't, you want to put yourself in position to, right? But I like what the writer says, saying that if you don't have it because you're running around, it's impossible to extend it if you're constantly on the go, right? And it's not a, and watch this. Don't beat yourself up because you don't have it, right? Because if you're being pulled in every direction, the worst thing you can do is try to pass off a watered down version of empathy. Trying to pass off a watered down version of empathy doesn't help anybody. And in some cases, it can do more harm than good. Yeah, pity. Pity, Shantae, absolutely. Right? There is a level where you have to be able to recognize. And I think for me, when you talk about going to 2022, I am at a, and we'll talk about this. I don't know if we'll talk in a minute. Are we doing the show on Friday? I don't know. We'll talk about it. Because that is New Year's Eve. That's true. That is New Year's Eve. Number three. But let me go back. I'll say this today, and if we do a show on Friday, I'll expound on it a little bit more. One of the things that I am making myself do is try to understand other people's situations more rather than jump on bandwagons to criticize, right? So rather than constantly being a person who's overly critical and always saying, well, there they go. Oh, if this, oh, this is bad. Oh, this is horrible. Oh, this is this. Oh, it's good. You know, always that petty, shady spirit don't do me no good. I'm sorry. I like being, now being petty can be fun sometimes, you know, when you ain't trying to hurt nobody. But some of y'all take it to the point where y'all just petty and shady all day, every day. And at some point, that gets old and tired. And then we got to be careful. When y'all being petty and shady and y'all stuff ain't quite right, I don't hear nobody. You want to be petty and shady, but your stuff ain't right. You want to, you know, where is your empathy for whatever it is they're trying to do? Maybe they're not the best as far as what you believe it should be. And here's the thing. Everybody can't meet your standards, but here is the question. If it ain't your show, then it can't be your standards. Let me say that again. If it ain't your show, then it can't be about your standards. I'm going to say that again. If you're running the show, then you have a certain standard and a criteria that you expect. If you ain't running the show and you're not giving any, watch this, and all of your input is negative, let me say this. In the most Christian way I can, because I wanted to say something else. But in the words of the late, great Bishop Bernard McCullough, better known to y'all as Bernie Mac, shut what they call the hell up. If you can't help nobody, stop criticizing everything. Stop criticizing everything. You ain't writing no music. You ain't writing no plays. You ain't writing no, you ain't doing none of that kind of stuff, but you got a problem with everything. Stop. Just stop. Stop. Can you help make it better? And if you're making it better is trying to tell them just not to do it, that's petty. And it's got a little shade on it. I am the petty pope, Shantae, thank you. Felicia says, when folks talking about other folks, I always hand them a broom. Sweep around your own front door. Come on now. Sweep around your own front door. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. You have to. That scripture talks about get the beam out of your eye before you get the speck out of your neighbor's. I try to tell people all the time, get that forest. Get out the forest before you start picking leaves off my grass. Clean up that forest in your own front yard, huh? Come on now. That's from the DLK version. DLK version. Let's go, y'all. Number three. Number three. The writer says, and again, we're talking about tonight real quick. We're talking about tonight five ways to lead for increased spiritual impact in 2022. Five ways to lead for increased spiritual impact in 2022. The writer says this. Number three, lead with faith and conviction. Lead with faith and conviction. He says, God is with you and he is for you as the foundation of your faith and fodder for all the conviction you need to lead with confidence. You can lead with relevance, hospitality, and empathy. But at some point, direction comes into the mix. Yeah. People first decide if they want to be with you, if they like you. But they soon want to know where you are going. Can you help them go somewhere closer to a life they desire? You need faith and conviction to know that you are leading the church in the right direction. Without a sense of vision and direction, even though they sense your relevance and know that you care, they will soon drift from merely attending. Make it possible for each person to participate in something larger than they can see or realize on their own vision. It's essential to engagement. Oh, that's so rich. That is so rich. Can I go back where it says, without a sense of vision and direction, even though they sense your relevance and know that you care, they will soon drift from merely attending. So many of y'all in church, so many leaders in church just want butts in seats, but you won't give the people a clear vision. And let me say this about visions and themes for the year. Visions and themes have to be followed with a plan. Let me say that again. Visions, see, here's the deal. You can't, don't read me the scripture, write the vision and make it plain, but you never give me anything. Don't give me this great theme for next year, but there's no plan in place. Huh? Oh, we going to be this in 2022. Okay. How are we getting there? Don't tell me we going on a cruise next year and you ain't told me what line. Huh? We going to Jamaica. Okay, where we going? We going to the Bahamas. Okay, where we going? What part? Telling me Jamaica is great. Telling me the Bahamas is great. Telling me Europe is great. What part of Europe? That's a big old place. Right? Give me something to chase after. Right? Because you tell me we're going to Europe and we're going to stay in Paris, then now I can start looking for places in Paris. But if you just say we're going to Europe and you know we're going to Paris, but we don't know we're going to Paris, I'm left hanging. I'm left still with no direction. Right? So as the leader, if I'm leading, I got to give you all, at some point, I got to tell you which way we're going. At some point, you ought to get a sense of, oh, we're going this way. We're going this way. At some point, you ought to get that. Right? At some point, you ought to see that. All right, let's keep it going. I love it. Number four, lead with truth. Lead with truth. The writer says this, huh? Comment. Oh, where we at? Oh, Felicia says, be careful with the trees you hang out with. Some provide sunlight and some provide shade. I like that. Yeah. One day I'm going to remember these buttons. But I like that. Be careful with the trees you hang out with. Some provide sunlight and some provide shade. I really do like that. I really do like that. That's good. That's real good. Yeah, and it is. I tell people all the time, though. Y'all know my line. I've been saying it for years sitting behind these microphones in some iteration of this show. Check your circle. Check your circle. A lot of folks want to have these big circles and because it makes them, you know, check your circle. Y'all don't need a whole bunch of people. You know, I don't need a whole bunch of people to help me get nothing accomplished, right? I don't need a whole bunch of people. I need some folks that's willing to work and that can work and don't have to be micromanaged because I don't like being micromanaged, nor do I like to micromanage, right? Those are some simple requirements for me. You know what I'm saying? All right, let's keep it going. Number four, lead with truth. Lead with truth. That's number four. Lead with truth. The writer says this. Almost daily, he says, I hear this phrase. I don't know who or what to believe. Oh, let me read that again. He says, almost daily, I hear this phrase. I don't know who or what to believe. The writer says, the world is hungry for truth. And as a messenger for the God of the gospel, you have the truth and the truth will set people free. We've always had troubles, right? Jesus himself said, in this world, you will have trouble, John 16:33. He's undoubtedly right. No one debates this, but we are to be encouraged because why? Jesus has overcome the world. The problems we face never disappear, but the presence and power of God gets us through with peace. Of course, we can't eliminate suffering, but we are not in it alone or without purpose. When it comes to truth, clear over clever always wins. Let me say that again. When it comes to truth, clear over clever always wins. Yes, being creative enough to reach people is needed. But if you want power in your ministry, make sure it's fully grounded in scripture. Can I stop right there? I say this quite often. I don't care how many marketing strategies you come up with. I don't care how many one-liners you come up with. Yes, Daniel Garrett. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Bishop, I believe he's Bishop Designate too, if I am mistaken. I don't care how many one-liners you come up with, what all these different strategies you come up with. Clever, clear is always truth is, when it comes to truth, the writer says, clear over clever always wins. You can have all the creativity in the world, but if the ministry is not grounded in scripture, is it really a ministry? Is it really a ministry? If it's not grounded in scripture, is it really a ministry? Or is it just a fellowship? Is it just a group? Is it just a club, a clique? What do you say? Club, clique? That was a good club back in the day. But is it just a club? What is it? Right? What is it? The writer says this. He says, make sure it's fully grounded in scripture. There are so many who want to be, that's perfect, who want to be in ministries, Bible-based ministries, right? I don't care how many gimmicks everybody can walk around your church with skinny leg jeans and you can dress like you 22 or whatever, or dress like you wear size 22 or 32 in the pants or whatever. You can do all of that, right? You can do all of that. But if it ain't built on scripture, if it's not built on that solid foundation, that ministry ain't going nowhere. We can come up with all these five-point plans and these marketing strategies on how we need to get these people in the church and let's do this and let's do that and have that if you build it, it will come mentality. That is not for church. If you build it, they will come. This ain't McDonald's. This ain't the latest crab broil place, right? This ain't the latest all you can eat. This ain't the latest sharks or whales or whatever them joints are. This is not that. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. That's what he said. That's what he said. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw. So the way my little brain works, it's real little that they do because I'm tired. At what time is it? At 9:06, it's real little. The way my little brain comprehends that is, if we build it on Jesus first, if we introduce it as Jesus first, that if that be the foundation, meaning if he is first lifted up, like if the first introduction to Jesus is how they see the Jesus in us first, then the ministry can flourish. If they meet the Jesus in me first, then the ministry that I go to build will be successful. But if all they see is the marketer in me, I can't get no help. If all they see is the strategist in me, if all they see, watch this, is the musician in me, but not the Jesus in me, then it's always going to be limited and have problems. Ebbs and flows and roller coasters and all of that. But if it's built on a foundation where it's Jesus first, I wish I had a little help. If it's built on foundations where it's Jesus first, then now you're leading with truth. You're not doing the bait and switch, right? Watch this. Oh, we got great youth ministry. Okay, that's wonderful. You got somebody to sit up there and babysit the kids, but there ain't no Jesus in it. That ain't no youth ministry. Oh, we got a good singles ministry. Okay, so the two people in the church that ain't married gonna run the singles ministry, but they ain't got no type of nothing. That ain't ministry. Cause where is the foundation for it? You prayed to God about that ministry? Did you talk to him, and did he say, okay, let's start it with this? Let me first get you a Bible-believing, relevant teacher to teach and lead in that area? I'm freezing, Emma. Oh, okay. Reset your stuff, because they say my signal good over here. You need to make sure that whoever you have in charge of that ministry is strong in their knowledge of the word. I didn't say know it all. I said strong in their knowledge of the word. Let's keep going. Last one. Thank you, Karen. Last one. The writer says this. Last one, y'all. Five ways to lead for increased spiritual impact. Number five, y'all ready for this? This is huge. I don't know if Tarina's still on here or not, because this is good for her, because she does a great job with this with her team. Number five, lead with hospitality. Lead with hospitality. The writer says this. He said, the pandemic has made human connection and hospitality more challenging. A new year is a great opportunity to meet that challenge by helping all who attend feel comfortable, valued, and at home when they attend your church. Oh, that's good. Let me read that part again. A new year is a great opportunity to meet the challenge by helping all who attend feel comfortable, feel valued, and at home when they attend your church. Not everyone, the writer says, but a significant percentage of people who once attended church have unquestionably become more distant, disconnected, and anxious about the future. when they do return, we must be ready with genuine hospitality. I'm going to talk about that. When new guests attend your church in a physical building, they deserve, and the gospel deserves, the very best of your heartfelt hospitality. The writer says, it's important to have organized teams and processes for your ministries, from the parking lot experience to the initiatives and intentionality of ushers and greeters to how well you follow up with the needs and questions of your guests. All are incredibly important, but it doesn't stop there. Let's keep going. The writer says this, the heart behind it matters even more. Do the guests who attend your church feel your love? Do they know you care? And do they sense they are valued? That will determine in large part if they return. How would you assess the readiness of your hospitality teams? Think about this. Because any place that has direct contact with customers, whether it be in person or on the phone or now via Zoom or video call, all contact, you should have your team that comes in contact with people should have or be a part of an amazing hospitality unit. Greeters have a want to be a greeter. They desire it. They love it, right? They want to be a greeter. They want to people to feel welcome in their presence. That's what they want. Let's close it out. The writer says this. He says, my prayers are with you, and I hope this specific list of ways to lead well in 2022 is helpful to you. Yeah, this was good. I'm sorry, I did not give the writer's name. It's Dan Reeland. We've done a lot of Dan's articles on the show. Dan writes for churchleaders.com. But he's the executive pastor at 12 Stone Church in Lawrenceville, Georgia. He previously partnered with John Maxwell for 20 years, first as executive pastor at Skyline Westland Church in San Diego, then as vice president of leadership at church development at Enjoy. It says he and Dr. Maxwell still enjoy partnering on a number of church-related projects. But this was good. How are you? How are you going to lead in 2022? What's your impact going to be? What's your spiritual impact going to be? And I guess the better question is, let's look at your 2021. What does your spiritual impact for 2021 lead? You can start right there. Grab your top three accomplishments for 2021 spiritually. And when I'm talking about where you had to lead some people, I ain't talking about your own walk. I'm talking about where you had to lead some people. And then you can start writing a list about 2022. Look, y'all, this was a great show. Thank y'all so much, man. We had a blast tonight. I love y'all. I do. I love y'all for real. I do. It is an absolute, if I don't get to say this before 2022, let me say this now. I am so grateful for this platform. I am so grateful to you all, the listener, who takes the time out of your day, your night, your schedule to pop on, as we were told some long time ago, this little old radio show. but you take the time to pop on and listen and or watch. You go a step. Some of you all go steps further by actually dialoguing with us, and we appreciate it. Your presence helps us want to be better. Your presence helps us want to be better. And we appreciate y'all the utmost we do. I promise you we do. So just in case we're not back here on Friday, we'll be here Thursday for Dr. Thomas' show for Healthy Soul Talk. But just in case TTLO is not back for Friday, know that we love you. Know that we appreciate you all. We want to bless. I'm going to pray. We're going to bless your families and bless everything that you do. And just do it as though it's unto God and do it for the glory of God. And I promise you, your next days will be better than your latter days. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord. Lord God, we just thank you. Lord God, we just thank you for this evening, God. We thank you for this great article, this great word you gave us, God, about leading and spiritual leading. God, we just thank you, God, for those who decide to tune in every week, God. We thank you for those who work on behalf of TTLO Media Group, God. Even though they are all family, God, we thank you for sending them our way. We thank you, God, for partnering them with us, God. We thank you for keeping them and keeping their strength up, God. God, now we're praying, God, for our listeners, our viewers, wherever they may be, whether they're watching on Facebook Live right now or YouTube, or if they're watching this later as a replay. We're praying right now for your life, your health, and your strength. We're praying for your families. We're praying for your finances. And most of all, we're praying for you. Have your way, God. Touch right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right, y'all, I got to go. I feel my eyes closing while I'm sitting here. We got to go, y'all. I love y'all with the love of Jesus. Now, y'all do me a favor, because even in 2022, I need y'all wherever y'all at, do me a favor, my brothers and my sisters. Keep your head, huh, on a swivel. Two T's, two of them, two T's, one L, one O. We out.
With your hands lifted up, sir.